early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay a while.
Great, I just finished all my beautiful. Plug it in here, Vera. Here we go.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just have Noel written all over it?
Isn't it wonderful how they get those little trees to grow that color?
It's kind of kicky, ain't it?
Well, I'll give you kicky, but it doesn't exactly say White Christmas.
Nobody has a white Christmas in Phoenix.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to have one. Tommy and I, we're going to have a white Christmas.
What are you going to do, bleach a cactus?
You know my cousin Audrey in Colorado Springs, the one with the six kids? The one with the her husband's an orthodontist.
I remember their Christmas card. Oh, it was so cute with all the children smiling through their braces.
Yeah, their card looked like an aerial view of the railroad tracks.
Well, she's got this big house on the edge of town, and she just invited Tommy and me to come for Christmas.
Oh, that sounds just great, Alice.
Oh, please.
They got snow up there yet?
Oh, yeah, 8 inches. Oh. Tommy's going to take his sled.
Oh, Alice, you are so lucky. I've never seen snow, except in a cone.
Fine, Vera.
Hey.
Oh. Listen, what about you guys? Do you have plans for Christmas?
Oh, well, yeah, shoot, same as last year. We always have a tree decorating party at the trailer park. First, we put away a few quarts of eggnog, and then we get out the ornaments and see who can hang one on.
What about you, Vera?
I don't know. I spent last Christmas with my cat. We just sort of sat around eating candied fruit and drinking milk out of a saucer. That is, I ate candied fruit. My cat...
We know, Vera.
Can't do that this year. My cat ran away on the 4th of July. I never realized that animals took Independence Day that seriously.
Fine, Vera. Hi, Alice. How are you and Tommy getting up there to Colorado Springs?
The bus. We're taking the bus.
Isn't that kind of expensive?
I'll say it is. But I figured that with my savings and the Christmas bonus that Mel's going to give us, that I can make it. Oh,
listen, if that bonus is $100 like it was last year, I'm going to ask Santa to bring me a certain X-rated black nighty I've had my eye on.
Well, if he doesn't wait till Christmas Eve like he did last year to give us our bonuses, you know, I'd like to buy our bus tickets now.
Well, you know, Mel, he keeps hoping Christmas will be canceled.
Vera, you did a great job decorating this place.
It is kind of Christmassy, isn't it?
What do you think? Should we ask him about the bonuses now?
Why not?
Hey, Mel?
Yeah.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Want to talk to you about our Christmas bonuses?
Oh, Alice, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I've been meaning to talk to you about those Christmas bonuses.
What about them?
You're not getting any.
Well, if it ain't the Grinch who stole Christmas.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about inflation.
Oh, inflation.
Yeah, inflation. I talked to my accountant last week. He said, your profits, Mel, are way down this year. There are no Christmas bonuses this year. I'm sorry.
Well, there goes Tommy's white Christmas.
There goes my black nighty.
You know what you are, Mel. You're...
me.
Come on, Vera. I'm not mean. I just have a mean accountant.
Well, don't try to blame it on somebody else. Thanks to you, this Christmas is going to be the pits.
Wait a minute. I'm not forgetting you, sweethearts, for Christmas. I'm going to get every one of you a present.
You are?
Yeah. A complimentary dinner for two at Mel's Diner.
Mel, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and extend to you a heartfelt message for the new year.
Kiss my grits!
Wake up, Alice.
thank you, Mr. Sharples.
Oh, come on, Alice. Why can't you understand any of my problems?
I have problems of my own, you know, sir. I have to explain to a 13-year-old boy that he's not going to get the white Christmas he's been dreaming about ever since he left New Jersey.
Why don't you give it to him straight? I thought you two had a great relationship.
We do, we do. I just don't think I should be the one to lay the crummy news on him. I think the man responsible should tell him.
Oh, come on. My account is too busy to come down here.
I can't think straight. I've had it. I'm not talking to him anymore.
I'm not talking to him either. And I've got a good mind to tell him so.
Hey, Alice, good buddy.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Mel.
Hey, Jason, what can I do for you?
I'm going. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Flo. Just coffee, a couple of sinkers.
How's life treating you, Jason?
Life's treating me okay. The wife's treating me like I ought to be swept under the rug.
Get a lot of heat from the old lady, huh? How come?
I got to haul a load to Denver for delivery Monday morning. That means I'm on the road all day Christmas.
The wife wants you at home.
Yeah, she's sort of sentimental. Likes me to be with her on Christmas morning when she opens her first six-pack.
Hey, Jason, isn't Colorado Springs near Denver?
Sure, right on the way.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Listen, I got an idea. I'm closing the diner for the holidays. I'm giving the girls a couple of days off. But I'm not doing anything for Christmas. I can drive that load down there for you.
You do that?
Yeah.
Drive all the way to Denver?
Sure.
Can you handle a semi?
Of course.
You do that for me, Mel. Hell, I'll throw in the invoice fee.
What's the invoice fee?
200 cash on delivery.
200 bucks? You gotta be kidding me. There's a deal.
I don't know how to thank you, but I bet my little woman will bake you one of her famous sponge cakes.
That'd be swell.
Yeah, as long as you don't drop it on your foot. Hey, I gotta get home, break the good news to Eloise.
No. This is on me.
Thanks, Mel.
Bye, Jason. Alice. Guess what?
I'm not speaking to you, sir.
And I guess we're going to have a very quiet trip going to Colorado Springs.
Yes, you are. Hi.
Jason is loaning me a semi. Christmas Eve, I'm driving you and Tommy to your cousin's.
Are you kidding? Mm. You're not kidding?
Mm-hmm.
You are kidding? Mm-hmm. You're not? You are?
I am not.
You're
not. I am kidding. Not kidding.
You're telling me the truth? Oh, no. Did you say a semi?
Mm-hmm.
My husband drove a semi.
So?
You know, the cabs in a semi, they're big like a 747. We could all go.
What are you talking about?
Vera, Mel is going to drive me and Tommy to Colorado Springs for Christmas. Will you come too?
Us?
Yes.
For Christmas?
Yes. Alice, that's all your cousin needs. She's already got six kids. She'd love it. She's got a big house. Her husband's a dentist. There's nothing he loves better than watching hundreds of teeth chewing on Christmas candy. It sure sounds like a blast.
Oh! What if my cat should come back while I'm gone? I'll leave him a note.
A Christmas card. What do you say, Mel?
Well, it's okay by me.
Oh, Mel. Yeah. The most wonderful Christmas.
I haven't been this excited about Christmas in years.
Oh, I want to show you something that I made. Honey, give me that bag.
Okay. I knitted these for my cousin's kids.
Oh,
yeah, all different colors.
Alice, I'm just going to ask you something. Would you please tell me what you've been carrying on your lap?
I thought you'd never ask.
Oh, I made this too.
In that key.
Oh, it looks good enough to eat.
Oh, I gotta hand it to you, Alice.
Oh, I bet your cousin's kids are gonna flip when they see that. So, you know, old Mel here has a surprise for him, too.
What? What is it, Mel?
Can I tell her?
What? Oh, what the heck?
Well, every Christmas, Mel dresses up like Santa Claus for the Firehouse Children's Christmas Party.
Done it for the past 5 years.
Why did they pick you to be Santa Claus?
None of the firemen have a big enough bowl full of jelly.
Stood, Flo.
So, what's the surprise?
Well, Mel brought his costume along. He's going to play Santa for your cousin's kids.
Oh, Mel, you're going to love that.
Yeah, especially when he comes down the chimney yelling, ho, 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 stow it.
Kids are going to love that.
Only three more miles to Roscoe's Reptiles' world-famous Snakateria.
What?
That's what the sign back there said.
Roscoe's Reptiles.
Hey, Mel, can I use the CB?
You know how to use it?
Don't sweat it, good buddy.
Here you go, Tommy.
Break 1-9, break 1-9. Anybody out there got a copy on me? Anybody out there got their ears on?
You're coming in loud and proud. You got the tall timber here. What's your handle?
I like his voice. Let me have that thing here.
I know how to do it, Tommy. I've dated a few truckers.
A few truckers? She dated the whole Teamsters Union.
I dig you out, tall timber. This is a hot cargo.
Hey there, hot cargo. What's your 1020?
We're about 2 miles southwest of Roscoe's Reptiles, heading toward Colorado Springs.
Yeah? I'm heading that way myself, hot cargo. Maybe I can lay an eyeball on you in the spring.
I'll keep my ears open for you. 10-4, tall timber.
10-4, hot cargo. Keep the shiny side up and the greasy side down.
I dig you out, tall timber. Keep your nose between the ditches and smoke you out of your britches. Merry Christmas to you, good buddy.
What was Flo doing?
The same thing she's always doing, only at 55 miles an hour.
Hey, look! There's snow on the ground!
Oh, getting a little excited, huh?
I can practically feel Christmas getting closer.
Slow down.
Who says?
A sign. It said, slow down or you'll miss Roscoe's Reptiles.
Get it with the reading of those signs, Vera!
Ooh-wee! 5 hours of riding over this gearbox is taking its toll on my fanny. You got to swap places with me for a little while?
Sure. Oh, I'd sure like to look out the window.
Well, I'll trade with you, Tommy. I wouldn't mind taking a nap.
That's why I'm with you.
Okay, here we go.
Excuse me.
Hey, Flo, put it down.
All right, slide on there.
Give me a break.
Sorry, Jesus.
Wish I could get a little shut-eye.
Why don't you let me drive for you for a while?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Don used to let me to take over for him on long hauls. Come on, you cop some Z's.
You can handle this?
Yeah, I can handle it. Don't sweat it, good buddy.
Stop!
What is it?
That's what the sign said. Stop before it's too late. You have just passed Roscoe's Reptile.
Get it with the signs, Clara!
I dig you out.
Chloe.
Huh?
Are you sure we took the right turn back there?
Yeah, I'm positive. Almost positive.
It's just a lot of snow has drifted onto the road. I'm slowing down.
What's that up ahead?
I hope it isn't an iceberg.
I'm stopping.
The road's blocked.
That's the biggest snowdrift I've ever seen. Let me out.
What do you mean, let you out? You're staying in the truck.
Alice, do you think you can drive through that drift?
I'm afraid to. We could get stuck.
Where do you think you can back up?
No, I wouldn't want to risk it. We could jackknife.
Well, you better turn off the motor. We wouldn't want to run out of gas to boot.
Yeah, turn off the lights to save the battery.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe this has something to do with that sign I saw back there.
What sign was that, Vera?
The one that said road closed October to May.
Vera, why didn't you tell us that when we passed it?
Mel told me to can it with the signs, remember?
Breaker 19, this is an emergency. Anybody out there get a copy on me? Breaker 19, this is an emergency. Anybody out there got their ears on? Anybody? Nobody's going to pick this up. The signal only carries 2 or 3 miles in these mountains.
We're marooned.
Gee, it's getting cold in here.
I know. It's because the heater went off with the motor.
Vera, you want to give me one of those hats in that bag, please?
Hey, you put this on.
But it's a present for someone else.
It's all right. Emergency's called for extreme measures. Go ahead, put it on.
All right, who's going to wake up Mel and tell him what's happened?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Let's all do it.
All right, all together now. 1, 2, 3.
Mel.
Mel!
Stop. What's going on? Oh, God, it's cold in here.
Oh, that's because the heater's off.
Why?
Because the motor's off.
Why?
Because the truck is stuck.
What?
Yeah, on a closed road. Isn't that great?
How did this happen?
It's a long story. There's a, the road is blocked by the snowdrift.
I can't see a thing out there. Turn on those lights.
Here you go.
Oh, jeez. Oh. All right, all right. Just gonna have to get out there and see if I can turn this rig around.
Yeah, Mel, turn the ram. We don't want to see you out there. It's scary.
Good luck, Mel.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Well, gang, look on the bright side. We wanted a white Christmas.
Yeah, I think we overdid it.
Isn't it quiet here in the mountains?
Yeah. Listen.
Oh, yes!
What was that?
A primal scream.
Maybe it was Bigfoot.
Oh.
Oh, man. Why are you so wet? Oh.
I fell through the ice. Right into a ditch. Right into ice cold water.
Oh. Can we turn around?
No. No, we're gonna be stuck here for a while.
What do you mean stuck here till when?
Till spring.
Mel, you look ridiculous.
Oh, what do you want from me? Is he the only dry clothes I've got?
The beard really tops it off.
It's attached to the hat, Alice.
Will you not be so grouchy?
I'm cold and I'm hungry. Don't we have anything to eat?
Not a single thing.
Yeah? How about this gingerbread house?
Don't you touch my house. It's a gift, this house.
You said emergencies call for extreme measures.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? All right. You can eat the fence and the bushes. Anything in the yard. You eat the house, I'll have you arrested for vandalism.
Oh, that's it.
Give me a rock. Get a rock here, yeah.
Okay, that's enough.
Hey, like that, my stomach was all set for turkey and my Christmas dinner is a fence.
Chloe, cheer up, huh? Let's all sing Christmas carols.
Are we gonna sing The Last Noel?
Yeah. You're not the one to make suggestions, Alice, after the mess you got us into.
Me?
Yeah. You were the one that drove up the wrong road.
Well, I wouldn't have if Chloe hadn't read the map wrong.
Well, none of this would have happened if Vera had told us that the road was closed.
Well, I would have if Mel hadn't told me to can it with the road signs.
It's your fault, you know. If you'd given us our Christmas bonus, Tommy and I would have taken the bus.
Oh, come on, Alice. I told you I couldn't afford it. No, I'm not going to collect the $200 either.
Put $200.
$200 I was gonna get for making a delivery to Denver.
That's why Mr. Generous offered to drive us to Colorado Springs so he could turn a buck. Hasn't this been one swell Christmas?
Sure has.
Huh?
Wait till I tell the kids at school that I rode on a semi, talked on a CB, and spent Christmas snowbound in the Rockies.
You like this, huh?
Well, I was really looking forward to spending Christmas with my cousins. But you should spend Christmas with the people you love most. And you're all right here.
What a lovely person you are. He's right, you know.
Yeah. Why'd we have to drive 400 miles to find that out?
Okay, everybody. All right, here we are in a truck spending Christmas. We might as well do it right. Everybody have some house.
Oh, yeah. Give me some of that roof. Oh,
yeah. Mm. Alice, these shutters are delicious. You must give me the recipe.
You should try the chimney.
This roof tastes like a roof.
Breaker 19.
Look, what was that?
Breaker 19.
It's the CB.
Hey, you there in that 18-wheeler stuck in the fluff stuff. You got your ears on.
You bet we do. What's your 1020?
Honey, I'm right on your donkey.
I beg your pardon?
He's right behind us.
It's a snowplow.
What's your handle, honey?
Santa Claus and the 4L.
Bum, bum, bum.